Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. The White House is expected to release the text of a new proposal later today that would give states the power to opt out of certain Obamacare insurance mandates in a major attempt to revive Obamacare repeal as early as this week. Representative Mark Meadows, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, told reporters after meeting with Vice President Mike Pence and White House officials that he expects the text of the new compromise today. But Meadows seemed doubtful on whether the House would vote this week before adjourning Thursday for the two-week Easter recess. President Trump signed a bill into law yesterday that could eventually allow internet providers to sell information about their customers' browsing habits. The bill scraps a Federal Communications Commission online privacy regulation issued in October to give consumers more control over how companies like Comcast, AT&T and Verizon share that information. Critics have argued that the rule would stifle innovation and pick winners and losers among internet companies. The regulation was scheduled to take effect later this year, but Congress used its authority under the obscure Congressional Review Act to wipe it from the books. With a Republican president in the White House, the GOP-controlled Congress has turned to the 20-year-old law to scrap numerous regulations that Republicans say are costly, burdensome, or excessive, many of which were finalized in the closing months of Barack Obama's presidency. President Trump donated the first 3 months of his salary to the National Park Service. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer handed a check for $78,333.32 to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke during yesterday's briefing. The millionaire businessman turned president had promised to forgo his presidential salary. By law, he must be paid, so he's donating the money. Zinke says he's thrilled at the president's decision to give money to an interior agency, something he says Trump informed him about Sunday night. He says he will use the money to help on long-deferred maintenance projects on the nation's 25 battlefields. Oops, President Trump has proposed cutting $120 million, or 12%, from the Interior Department's budget. President Trump welcomed Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to the White House yesterday to discuss how the two countries can work together in the fight against Islamic extremism. This was el-Sisi's first visit at the White House since he overthrew his predecessor, Mohamed Morsi, in July of 2013, according to the BBC. Trump has repeatedly referred to Egypt as an important ally in the fight against extremists. Slay, Smackdown, Hangry, and Struggle Bus are among the 300 new words and definitions recently added to Dictionary.com's online database. The new words stem from the headlines as well as recent trends as their lexicographers found in art, food, fashion, and pop culture in general. Liz McMillan, CEO of Dictionary.com, said their users turn to them to define the words they see, hear, and read in today's highly politicized world. She said they play a necessary role in helping users dissect the meaning of words heard in this period of political discourse. Dictionary.com has tweeted a lot of these new words with GIF files that really encapsulate each word's meaning. Coca-Cola's biggest fan and most famous investor will be helping to pitch the beverage conglomerate's newest foray into China. For a limited time, shoppers in the country of 1.3 billion people will be able to buy cans of Cherry Coke printed with Warren Buffett's face, Bloomberg says. The flavor was launched in the Chinese market on March 10th. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.